Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It is time to be fearless. It is time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. How are you today, this Monday, Labor Day? We're talking about wellness, fitness, entrepreneurship, everything for you to create your ideal life and make yourself great. Yes, indeed. Hope everybody's having a fabulous weekend. Been crazy busy and planning for the manifestation move. Yes, indeed. Moving out of this place and going to create new memories in a new place. And very excited. And yes, the puppies are out and busy. It is awesome. It is absolutely awesome. You know, you can go from poverty to power to create your ideal life. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. And remember, it's all about the now. No opportunity wasted. You could realize your own prosperity and peace. And you can awaken to your empowerment. This is from James Allen, and this is some good old school stuff. And yes, we're going to go back and do this other program that we had before. But give me a minute. We're going to get some music going on, and let me get these dogs taken care of. And we'll be right back. Just kind of sit and get yourself centered, get your piece of paper and pencil, and we're going to be right back. rid of those little puppies. But let's talk a little bit about power and the path to prosperity. And Alan says here, the one law that he found, the law of love, life, and the life of adjustment to the law, one truth, the truth of a conquered mind and a quiet and obedient heart. These are some of the major secrets of life. Everything you want is within you. He says that. The source of all success, happiness, and accomplishment, all truth, is deep within you. Your dreams are within you. Are you going to let them out? Says here, knowing that it cannot fail to reach the homes and hearts of those who are waiting and ready to receive it. So, healing and blessedness today, the path of prosperity. And the first lesson he has here is the lesson of evil. And some say, oh, there's no such thing as evil. Well, I don't know, but, you know, then there'd be no such thing as good and blessings. And there is a dark force out there that, yeah, sometimes the dark forces give us lessons and make us stronger, but don't feed them, right? So here's from James Allen's book, A Lesson of Evil, from Power, Poverty to Power. Unrest and pain and sorrows are the shadows of life. There is no heart in all the world that has not felt the sting of pain. No mind has not been tossed upon the dark waters of trouble. No eye that has not wept the hot, blinding tears of unspeakable anguish. There is no household where the great destroyers, disease and death, have not entered, severing heart from heart and casting over all the dark pall of sorrow. In the strong and apparently indestructible meshes of evil, are more or less fast caught in pain, unhappiness, misfortune weighed upon mankind. With the object of escaping or in some way mitigating this overshadowing gloom, men and women rush blindly into innumerable devices, pathways by which they fondly hope to enter into a happiness which will not pass away. Such are the drunkard and the harlot who revel in sensual excitements. Such is the exclusive aesthete who shuts himself out from the sorrows of the world and surrounds himself with enervating luxuries. Such is he who thirsts for wealth and fame and subordinates all things to the achievement of that which he desires. And such are they who seek consolation in the performance of religious rites. And all the happiness sought seems to come in the soul for a time is lulled into sweet security and intoxicating forgetfulness of its existence of evil. But the day of disease comes at last, or some great sorrow, temptation, or misfortune breaks suddenly into the unforetold soul, and the fabric of its fancied happiness is torn to shreds. So over the head of every personal joy hangs Damocletian, sword of pain, ready at any moment to fall, crush the soul of him who's unprotected by the knowledge. See, you have the knowledge. You know that thoughts are things. You know that you become what you think about most of the time. You know that whatever a mind can conceive and truly believe, a mind can achieve. You know you can be, do, and have whatever your heart desires. You know you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, absolutely. But let's just be real here. Shit happens. It happens to everyone. And today, 39 years ago, I got a phone call at 8 o'clock in the morning from the hospital, and I was all alone in the house, and they told me my mother died. It was a dark day. It was a very dark day for me. These poor folks in Houston, Texas, that are suffering the evil of this flood. But out of that evil comes some wonderful and good and authentic help, and it brought out the best and great people that decided to show up and stand up and speak up. So, you know, everything we have is inside of us, and we have to always put everything in its proper perspective. As I'm planning for this move, I'm going through things, and I have an abundance of things, and I'm organizing them by, you know, I'm going to donate stuff to the flood, and then I've got stuff for eBay, and then I have stuff I want to keep, and then I'm probably going to have to do it again. But I really want to get some things going for these flood victims. I'm not going to do it now because they're going to be so inundated. Hopefully everybody has given some donations, and from what I'm hearing, Samaritan's Purse is doing phenomenal work. So this evil of this flood is also bringing out the duality of good. But let's continue with the text. The child cries to be a man or a woman, and men and women sigh for the loss of their childhood. And poor men chafe under the chains of poverty by which he is bound. The rich man often fears poverty or scours the world in search of an elusive shadow he calls happiness. Your happiness comes from inside of you, right? Sometimes the soul feels that it's found a secure place of peace and happiness in adopting a certain religion, embracing an intellectual philosophy, or in building up intellectual or artistic ideal. But some overpowering temptation proves the religion to be inadequate or insufficient, or the theoretical philosophy is found to be a useless prop. Or in a moment, the idealistic statue upon which the devotee has for years been laboring is shattered into fragments at his feet. Well, no, the religion piece is interesting because this is me speaking now, not from the book. You know, it's that relationship with your creator. It's that quiet, peaceful relationship where you know there's something bigger than you, your infinite intelligence. I believe it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you call on that God, and it works with your own. It works within your own soul, because when your soul changes, your life changes. That's what solutions are all about. So, according to the book here, there in no way is by which evil can be slain forever. There's a process by which disease, poverty, and any adverse condition or circumstances can be put on one side, never to return. There's a method by which permanent prosperity can be secured, free from all fear of the return of adversity. And there's a practice which unbroken and unending peace and bliss can be partaken of and realized. At the beginning of the way which leads to this glorious realization is the acquirement of right understanding of the nature of evil. It's not sufficient to deny or ignore evil. It must be understood. It's not enough to pray to God to remove evil. You must find out why evil is there and what lesson it has for you. It is to no avail to fret and fume and chafe in the chains which bind you. You must know why and how you are bound. Know thyself, right? Therefore, you must get outside yourself and must begin to examine and understand yourself. Know thyself. Know what motivates you. Know what triggers you. Know thyself. It's one of our first principles here on Awaken to Empowerment. You must cease to be a disobedient child in the school of experience. You must begin to learn with humility and patience the lessons that are set for your edification and for the ultimate protection. For evil, when rightly understood, is found to be not unlimited power or principle in the universe, but a passing phase of human experience, and therefore becomes a teacher to those who are willing to learn. Yes, everything that happens to us is a lesson, and when we learn the lesson, guess what? You don't experience a lot of that pain. I have a dear friend who drinks heavily and just came out of a recovery program, and I'm trying to maintain contact with this person every day just to be, you know, kind of lifting and edifying good behavior. Because we know about cosmic habit force. We know about how our rituals define us. And, you know, I see a lot of my rituals that define me. My shopping, my just wandering through the different Goodwill stores, et cetera, I've got a lot of stuff here. Really becoming a burden. So our rituals defined us. And sometimes we use our rituals as distractions from some of the tough things we really need to face in our lives. But that's where the magic's made. That is where the growth is. That is where the solutions are. You start doing different things. You start focusing on things that really matter, and your life will change. You need to focus on what you want and what your life looks like. I'm every morning doing these rituals. Absolutely, I go ahead and I do the gratitude, and I'm grateful for my spouse and my son and health and eyesight and, you know, everything. You know, you start just being grateful for everything that just comes into your heart. And then you start visualizing what your next your day is going to look like. And then for me, I'm starting to visualize what this home is going to look like and how it's going to, you know, exemplify, you know, a nice orderly home where my husband could come home and, you know, we can just relax and enjoy and have friends over. So you just got to start creating that ideal life in your mind's eye on a visualization procedure after your gratitude. And you do that every morning and every night. We've talked about this with the Hamblin Works, that you do this every day and every night, every day and every night. You will create your ideal life. But then you have to, of course, take the compelling action. And for me right now, I am organizing all my books by subject matter. I mean, boy, you're going to have such rich shows here for the next 20 years because everything about weight loss and health and herbalism, and I've already done tons of studies. I'm very excited. I just taking another class in coaching to help, you know, create new habits for clients. Our habits, our cosmic habit force is so important. So we need to start learning our lessons so we can do better. And we need to start taking action now, 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 now. No opportunity wasted now. There is such a power of right now. Even Ram Dass says, be here now. Eckhart Tolle says, there's a book he has, A Power of Now. You've got to embrace the now. There's so much power there. So remember, all evil, this is from back to James Allen, all evil is corrective and remedial and therefore not permanent. It is rooted in ignorance, and the ignorance of the true nature and the relation of things, and so long as we remain in a state of ignorance, we will remain subject to evil. That is why we don't, here at Awaken to Empowerment, we want to be awake, because the opposite of awareness and awakeness is ignorance. And sometimes we choose to close a blind eye, and sometimes, you know, we can't pay our bills, we choose to go ahead and drink prolifically, or, you know, when something's too painful to deal with, we tap into other habits. Some people take drugs, some people drink alcohol, some people shop, some people have, you know, have sexual encounters to escape. But you've got to go ahead, know yourself, know your situation, so you have the power to change it. It's all inside of you, okay? Here's from the book. It says, I knew a child every night when his mother took it to bed cried to be allowed to play with the candle. Hello, the candle. And one night when the mother was off guard, for a moment the child took hold of the candle. Well, the inevitable result followed, and subsequently the child never wished to play with the candle again. Perfect lesson, okay? By one foolish act, the child learned, okay? Now, how many times do you think that kid would have gone and kept grabbing that candle? What kind of results would he have gotten? Different results? Absolutely not. So the child perfectly learned the lesson of obedience and entered into the knowledge, natural law, that fire burns, right? And this incident is a complete illustration of the nature, meaning, and the ultimate result of sin, all sin and all evil. Okay, learn. When you learn the lessons, then you move forward. You move forward quicker. So are there things in your life that just keep coming and you keep, you know, I don't know why this always happens to me. Well, what are you doing? What is your cosmic habit force, your rituals, your habit? What are they doing to help facilitate this quote-unquote sin and evil? Remember, sin is not, when you're impeccable with your word, you're not going to sin, because when you do what you say what you mean what you say, do what you mean, do what you say, you're impeccable with your word. When you're not, you're sinning against yourself. That's part of the four agreements, to be impeccable with your word. Do not assume anything. To always do your best. I mean, we know these things to be true. We absolutely know these things to be true. We don't assume anything. We are impeccable with our word. We always do our best. We don't take anything personally. We don't make assumptions. I mean, that's all sinning against ourselves and the laws. So learn, okay? We suffer through our own ignorance and the real nature of what's around us. And power is all inside of us, okay? But our cosmic habit force, our habits, our neural pathways, our default programs in the subconscious have to be changed sometimes, because sometimes we go ahead and we fall back into how we respond or react to certain situations. And if you're conscious and if you maintain a high level of consciousness and you keep doing it, the success cycle is ultimately going to prevail and you will ultimately be victorious and overcome this quote-unquote evil, this habit, these negative habits that are not serving you to facilitate you to create your ideal life. And that's with thoughts, too. When you think bad things, like, oh, my gosh, you know, oh, this is going to happen. Stop it. Take every thought captive. Our Bible tells us that. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever we want, whatever a mind can conceive and truly believe a mind can achieve. We can create our ideal lives. Yes, we can. We can do all things. Our Bible tells us we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Okay? Once you tap into that deep, rich, soulful, subconscious connection, you're going to change your life. You will change your life. And that's what's something that frustrates me a lot about some of our teaching in our country. You know, they're teaching our children to be victims, and they don't want children to, don't tell a child no. It's negative. You know what? You know, sometimes when you say don't, it means don't hurt yourself. You know, I mean, yes, children, we all need to experience things, but we have to teach children the truth. They're not victims. You go ahead and tell a section of society, be it women or African-American or Hispanic or whatever, you're a victim. You're a victim to the man. They're going to start believing it. And when you have generation after generation perpetrating the hate and the victimhood, they will never be victorious because they never get to know themselves. They just know this cosmic habit force of repetition, repetition, repetition. That they constantly hear from the media or from their school teachers or from their parents. My mama, my daddy, my parents, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? You are you. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can do it. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Absolutely, unequivocally. And don't let anybody tell you no. Be a rebel. Okay, be a realistic rebel. I mean, don't be jumping off of like a, you know, 70,000 foot building or airplane without a, you know, a parachute. I mean, there's something called the natural law of gravity. As long as it's not against natural law, you could be as successful as you want to be. You can make as much money as long as you're not hurting anybody else or stealing. As long as you're honest, as long as you're being impeccable with your word, and you are doing your best, and you're doing your best for other people, and you're thinking beyond your own selfish initiative. Your heart is pure, and you do the right things at the right time, because you don't want to do things at the wrong time. Because sometimes doing the right thing at the wrong time also can goof you up. So tap into the good. Tap into the light. Tap into the positive, high-vibe, life-giving power, which really floods the universe, okay? Overcome the evil with good. It's a biblical principle. Okay? Says here in the book, no matter how dense the darkness, it covers a small space of half the planet, while the whole universe is ablaze and living with light. And every soul knows that it will awake in the light in the morning. Awaken. But you are awake because you're here. You're unique. You get it. You are the very, very small 5%. So know that when dark night of sorrow, pain, or misfortune settles down upon your soul, stumble along with weary and uncertain steps, that you're merely intercepting your own personal desires between yourself and the boundless light of joy and bliss. And the dark shadow that covers you is cast by none and nothing but yourself. It's what you think about, how you think about it. Get around positive people. Get around people that are going to encourage you, that are going to lift you up, that are going to help you. Okay? Don't sit there and wallow in the negative. Okay? Because the darkness is a negative shadow and an unreality which comes from nowhere. So it goes nowhere. It has no abiding dwelling place. So the darkness within is equally a negative shadow passing over the evolving and light-born soul. Okay? You are a light-born soul. You are created for excellence, okay? You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Because whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. You absolutely, unequivocally can. So don't tap into the darkness, because darkness will breed more darkness, okay? Awaken. Turn off the ignorance. Go back to wisdom, okay? Choose not to suffer. Choose to surrender and allow the excellence and the light to come through. But you must be excellent. You must be good. You must focus on good. You must focus on the truth, because if there is beauty in the truth, you must be totally raw and real with yourself. If you're an alcoholic, you need to say, I have a propensity to be an alcoholic. Subsequently, I will not hang around with people who drink. I will not go where beverages are served. And you've got to do the tough things to get over that. Okay? Alcoholic, you don't go into the stores every day. Okay? And be conscious. When you're starting, I mean, like, for me, I have to shop. I shop for all the food for my family. I have to be very conscious. Yeah, sometimes it's really easy just to go to see the sale rack over at the other place while I'm buying broccoli. But it's like, do I really need to be doing this? What do I need? Now, if you, you know, I mean, there's a difference between alcoholism and shopaholicism. It's like overeating. Everybody needs to eat, but you need to be conscious. I mean, there is a compulsive overeating, you know. That's another thing. Eating is one of those things you have to do to live, but you've got to be conscious and aware. You've got to be aware of everything you're putting in your mouth. Is it a high-vibe situation? Is it adding to value to you, or is it sugar? I had a donut yesterday. I've got to be honest. My body doesn't feel as high-vibe as it has been. It's okay, because I practice the 95-5 rule, where 95% of the time I'm eating organic and healthy and, you know, low carb and keto, which, by the way, is phenomenal. Been more aware, more alert. But I put a little sugar in my body yesterday, and I already feel it. Today I'm kind of like, oh, gee, I wonder why I'm tired. Why am I tired? Maybe because you put up one of those delicious Bavarian cream powder sugar donuts. Mmm, it was good. Do I feel compulsed to go get more? Absolutely not. So it's what you do most of the time. It's what you think most of the time. It's taking massive action. It's the power of now. No opportunity wasted. And don't live in ignorance. Don't live in ignorance. Live in awakening. And you can do that. And if you really are in a very dark place, you need to find somebody, a coach, a mentor, psychologist, whatever, wherever you're at, you need to find someone to help get you out of the funk. And we all go through funks, okay? But if you practice gratitude every day and you visualize your future, I guarantee you, the situations of life and the funkelage will last a very short time. And yes, I said funkelage, that's a Carolism. So go ahead, create your ideal life. Do the process, transmute all evil into good, and weave the excellence, and go to the light, okay? And watch your mental state. Watch your mental state. Remember, all change of mind and a change of heart. And don't tap into the BS from the mainstream media that says, oh, if you're a woman, you're a victim. You're a victim. If you're African-American, you're a victim. You're not a victim. You're a victor. You have everything inside of you. Just tell them to all blow it out their third point of contact and be a rebel, okay? Be a rebel soul. Be a rebel soul. Be an awakened, rebellious soul to the establishment and what they tell you you should be. If you're a woman, you should be this. You know what you can be. Do have whatever your heart desires. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Absolutely, you can. Just hope this Labor Day has been awesome for you. Hope you're vibing high. I'm not doing as many shows because, as I said, I've been really busy, been doing projects, doing a lot of studying. Can't wait to get to my new home with a new studio. We'll be coming to you every day. I'm going to be really expanding and expounding, but I'm very committed to doing this to serve you. I am committed to serving you because this information is so valuable. And I hope to be your inspiration diva, your transformation diva. I hope to be part of your life to create your ideal life. That is what I feel my purpose and my calling is, to be a facilitator of excellence for humanity. Because we are awesome human beings, because we serve an awesome creator. And these principles are truth. Practice them every day. Practice gratitude every day and every night. Take every thought captive. And I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio, because empowerment is where it's at, personal empowerment. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. And then you can help others create theirs. And hopefully you've donated to Samaritan's Purse or done something to help our brothers and sisters in Texas. And again, I want to thank you, freedom-loving souls, for joining me, Carol Ann Parisi, on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We'll be here next time. Till then, peace, love, and freedom and empowerment and peace of mind. We're going to sign off with Boston, peace of mind. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Thank you for joining me today, and we'll be back again. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. How about a little Boston? And we'll be catching you here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio next time. Till then, remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. So go do your best and make it an empowered and enlightened day. And here's peace of mind from Boston. Ciao, ciao for now. Love you. Peace, love, and empowerment and freedom. Bye-bye.